You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Some people look down upon and belittle women, but the Bible states a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Gracious Heavenly Father, you established the sacred institution of marriage. Through your love, bless men and women of every age group, and on this day, strengthen and encourage wives and mothers. Let those bewildered by family problems and those questioning their role as wives and mothers hear your promise that a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. In spite of our family failures, O Lord, and because of your mercy, take us back. Let us return to your open arms of forgiveness, to your rock strength, and to your haven of hope. With repentant hearts, we give you thanks that though our sins are as scarlet, through Jesus' cleansing power, they become as white as snow. We look forward, O Lord, to the glorious resurrection of the dead, and we long for the life of the world to come forever with you. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray, amen. Wives and mothers are well aware of today's pressure groups and individuals trying to tell them how to live. Some groups crusade for total liberation and discourage traditional family responsibilities. Other opposing voices seek to reestablish the traditional role of housewives and homemakers. With this emotionally filled controversy in mind, and as we dedicate this special broadcast to wives, mothers, and women of every age group, let us pause to listen with open ears and humble hearts to a word recorded in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 31. Who can find an excellent wife, the Holy Scriptures ask? For her worth is far above jewels. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But, the Bible states, a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. There are indeed those today who consider it demeaning and dehumanizing for a young lady to turn to the Word of God for advice on how to begin her marriage and how to raise her family. But through the writer of the Proverbs, God reminds us, a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Not long ago, a member of one of Europe's royal families stated that she considered childbirth an inconvenience and one of the great hazards of being a woman. If you are a young lady aspiring to marriage and hoping to have children, may God the Holy Spirit prevent such Satan-inspired ideas from tempting your mind. Instead, as you comprehend the great miracle of pregnancy and childbirth, may the Lord lead you to repeat the words of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary said, "My soul exults in the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name." Yes, to launch His greatest mission of mercy, God in His divine wisdom selected a woman who had neither fame nor fortune to become pregnant and to have a child. From this humble birth, God began to prepare His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be the one who on the cross would bear the sins of the entire world. Born of a virgin, nailed to the cruel cross, Jesus finally cried out, "It is finished." This brief and frequently overlooked three-word announcement contains more power than any edict ever delivered by a dictator. It carries with it more authority than any pronouncement ever made by kings or presidents. When Jesus said, "It is finished," God the Father accepted the bloody sacrifice of His only Son as a full and complete payment for all sins you and I have committed. To some, this good news seems impossible and even ridiculous. St. Paul observed that to some the gospel of salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ is foolishness, but to others it is the good news of salvation, freedom from the guilt and penalty of sin. As you listen to this Bible-based message, perhaps you as a wife or as a mother or any member of your family are ashamed of your past life. But from now on, let your life be different. Let your troubled conscience be quieted. Remember your past failures and mistakes no longer. Trust that the innocent blood of Jesus shed on the cross has made you free forever from the guilt of your sin. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. As we today honor wives and mothers, let us remember that during His public ministry, Jesus used the actions of a God-fearing woman, Mary of Bethany, as an example to people everywhere that the most important thing in life is to gladly listen and to obediently follow the blessed Savior. Even at the tear-filled scene of the terrible crucifixion, the Bible reveals that women were prominently represented, and most of the men fled. Then, after Jesus was miraculously raised from the dead, the angel announced the death-shattering and life-giving news of the resurrection, first to several women who had come to visit the grave. These dedicated servants of God, in the spirit of women's missionary movements existing even today, wasted no time in getting the word out. In the Bible we read that these joy-filled missionaries returned from the empty tomb and reported all these things. And so anyone who today says that the Bible puts down women is an outright liar. Let us repeat, what higher role could men or women be given than to bring into the world the Messiah, the blessed Redeemer, the beautiful Savior, our only hope? In our text for today, the Word of God describes an excellent wife as one who is supportive of her husband. It states, "She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." Indeed, this may sound out of date to some who crusade for total independence and freedom without responsibility. Being supportive of a husband may even appear bigoted and offensive. But in the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, we read that God at the time of creation stated, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." By this, God did not mean for women to be slaves or of any less importance than men. On the contrary, God in His creation gave women a special role, which together with man would produce harmony and happiness. How sad it is to witness the casualties of recent liberation movements, which encourage women to become self-centered and independent of their husbands and to forsake their God-given biblical role. In cooperation with a Gallup polling organization, the Wall Street Journal conducted an interesting survey among wives of top executives. These women were married to executives employed in 1,300 of the largest companies in the United States. The survey results were surprising, even stunning. In a day of increased independence and liberation, they revealed something most people would never expect. Older wives, those happiest with the way their marriages turned out, said they had been supportive of their husbands. But younger wives, those who were most dissatisfied with their marriage, were the ones struggling to be independent and not always supportive of their husbands. Obviously, this evidence totally destroys some of the current liberation philosophies now being forced upon many women. Honesty, however, demands that we also clearly state the reason some women have been forced to prepare for an independent life. In recent years, and by increasing numbers, husbands have been so delinquent in their family responsibilities and so unfaithful to the marriage bed that many God-fearing wives frequently live in fear of what may happen at any moment to their marriage. Trying to exist in this living hell, dedicated and vulnerable wives are frequently forced to prepare at any moment to assume full financial responsibility for the home and family. Countless teary-eyed spouses can attest to such nightmare experiences. Yes, letters we receive tell of husbands who return from work and, like a bolt of lightning out of the clear blue sky, say to their wives, "I don't love you anymore." To be sure, some women have left their homes and abandoned their children because they found their God-given role as wives and mothers to be boring and demeaning. But others have had no choice. These casualties of society's increased moral chaos have had few places to turn. And as members of the Christian community, many of us must hang our heads in shame as we realize how we so frequently have failed to heed the advice of the Bible that true religion is to care for those without husbands and fathers. Yes, especially for those of you who are young women today, don't ever let anyone put down the role of a God-fearing wife and mother. The influence of this role can be a mighty power for the good of society and for the salvation of family members. Someone once said, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world." Certainly, there would be those who would disagree with that statement. But listen to this. In a highly respected nationwide survey, it was learned that the greatest influence on religious attitudes and moral values of teenagers is the mother. And this, according to the survey, was true by a very wide margin. Let us accept the fact that the future of our society may well rest in the hands of God-fearing wives and mothers. If you as a wife respect and support your husband, by your example of patience and love, your children will be encouraged to do likewise. If you as a mother use profane language, your children will be encouraged to do likewise. If you as a mother display biblical moral values, your children will tend to do the same. If you as a wife and mother tell lies and fail to be honest, your children will be encouraged to imitate your sinful actions. If your children see you read from the Bible and pray, they will be encouraged to do the same. If you as a wife and mother not only preach love and forgiveness, but also demonstrate it, your example will affect your entire home. If you go to Sunday school and church regularly to hear the Word of God, your children will be encouraged to follow your godly example. Certainly, many of us realize that some children do disobey their God-fearing parents and even persist for years in their stubborn sinfulness. But if you, at this hour, consider the situation in your family or your home difficult and even impossible, always rest on the reliable promise of the Bible. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. On this special broadcast dedicated to wives, mothers, and women of every age group, may I encourage you to recognize the wonderful role and the tremendous influence God has given you. Pray regularly that the example of your life may affect many, even if your present family situation seems impossible and unsalvageable. Say with St. Paul, "I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me." As a repentant follower of Jesus Christ, trust that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Live with the assurance that God's enabling Spirit will strengthen you in your hour of weakness. Believe that God will help you in your time of despair. And rest with the divine assurance that the beautiful Savior will console you in your moment of desperation. Lean completely on him who promised, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Yes, as a wife, as a mother, or any other member of your family, trust that all your past mistakes have been wiped clean by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus our Savior. You, this very hour, can have a new beginning in your relationship with other members of your family. And as you continue to serve your family in love and patience, and as you give sacrificially of your time, rather than blurting words of frustration and despair, say with the Mother of Jesus, "The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name." Finally, as God-fearing wives, mothers, grandmothers, and women of every age group, live each day trusting in God's reliable promise to you, recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, which states, "Be strong and do not lose courage, for there is reward for your work. Yes, a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised." Amen.